In Haiti, preliminary results from its presidential election show former President René Préval with a substantial lead. The results come out on the same day that international election observers sharply criticized Haitian election officials for poor organization, but said the vote generally appeared to be free and fair. NPR's Corey Flintoff joins me from Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
So, Corey, is René Préval going to be the next president when the final count is in?
You know, it's hard to tell. There really aren't enough official results yet, but there are indications. Last night, the Election Commission came out with a few scattered figures from different parts of the country without saying what percent of the votes cast they were talking about. And in that case, in that sample, René Préval got more than 61% of the vote. Former President Leslie Maniga came in with 13, and Charles Baker, who's a businessman, was in third place, and he had about 6%. But those numbers do match some unofficial results I've seen that were put together by people who went from polling place to polling place and compiled just the results of figures that were posted on the walls there. And those figures show that at least here in the capital, Préval may actually have a strong enough lead to win in the first round and avoid a runoff.
Put this
and,
all
and that
in.
That would be important.
Great. Put this all in context for us. Why would this be important? What would it mean for Haiti? What does it say as regards Haiti's future?
Well, one thing is that I've heard an analyst say that Préval might have had a harder time winning in a second round because all his rivals could have thrown their support behind a single opposition candidate. It's surprised a lot of people that he seems to be strong enough to come in, in a first-round victory. And it's apparently because he had a lot of support because of his links to President Jean-Bertrand Aristide in some of the poorer areas of Port-au-Prince.
And if he is indeed elected, finally, does that mean a return of Aristide's influence? And if that were the case, what does that mean?
Well, Préval has distanced himself from Aristide. He Aristide, of course, was beloved by Haiti's poor, but he was despised by people in the business and the upper classes who said that he was corrupt and that he was moving the country toward a dictatorship. Préval didn't run as a candidate from Aristide's Lavalas party. He ran on his own ticket. It's called L'Espoir, which is the Creole word for hope. And, well, he said there's nothing legally to prevent Aristide from returning from exile in South Africa. He also said that Aristide could face legal action if he comes back. And it's worth noting that Aristide never endorsed Préval's candidacy from his end either.
And I gather that election observers were pretty scathing about how the election was organized, even though they're recognizing it as a sort of a legitimate election.
Yes, the European Union observers particularly faulted the Haitian Provisional Election Commission for the overall administration of the election. We saw a lot of problems on Tuesday when the voting started late. But the main thing that the election observers had to say was that the Haitian voters themselves were extraordinarily patient and determined, and they got through voting day with almost no violence.
Corey, thanks very much. NPR's Corey Flintoff speaking from Port-au-Prince, Haiti.